Finally, you might remember that Florida high school student who triggered an international discussion on whether women should have to wear bras because she got into trouble at her high school earlier this month for not wearing a bra. Well, and the school said that she you could see her nipples.
She's also not a woman. You know what I mean? She's,
right.
She's a kid.
So, yeah, this isn't like taking a stand at your job. This is a child.
So she is now encouraging female classmates to arrive to school this morning braless to send a message to the school that requiring the bra is sexist. Lizzie Martinez is calling this a bra-cot. Like a boycott.
Kind of forcing the alliteration.
When she didn't wear a bra, school administrators told her to cover her nipples because they were distracting her classmates. The dress code doesn't specifically address bras. It's unclear how the school will respond if students show up braless in Bradenton, Florida today.
Oh, man. To be a high schooler going to school today down there.
Did you see the photo that Sarah Silverman posted 5 days ago when this story first broke?
On it.
Braless and flawless, go F yourself, Braden River High. Our bodies make and feed people. That S calls for respect, not shame. And she posted a braless t-shirt photo of herself. Have you seen it?
I am trying to find it as we speak. And to her point, I actually still breastfeed to this day. 39 years old and still enjoying myself a nice, tall glass of warm breast milk.
I think maybe we should open up the phone lines about this out of news here, because I don't know. This seems like a pretty hot button issue for me.
In the room.
Should high school girls be able to just go braless? It just seems very distracting.
You got to think.
For everyone involved.
I'm thinking of the high school boy, the high school girl, the high school teacher. There's going to be a lot of eyes on the floor. If I'm staff that day, I am looking at the floor. So I am not being accused of being untoward towards a young lady. Because let's be honest, high school girls in 2018 ain't looking like high school girls from the 1980s and or 70s. It's got a lot to do with the hormones and the tilapia. Big fish generation. Love the sea.
And I think back to like movies that were based in the, when was Dazed and Confused? Like the 70s or something like
that? I believe so.
The movie Dazed and Confused. And you see all these photos of back in the 70s. I think that was like the thin t-shirt, no bra was just the look.
That was the bit?
Yeah. I mean, you've seen all those like photos of women from the 70s where you just see the nipples popping out.
Yeah. Love nipples popping out on overage women, preferably in your 40s, if not 50s.
News at 6, 7, 8, 9. Breaking news anytime it feels like breaking. Spiegel, 98 Rock.
Dag, yo.
Sarah
Silverman. Is that on Instagram?
Yeah, it's on our IG, man. 5 days ago.
Maybe we should ask Sam.
Sarah Silverman.
I think Sam on in.
It's her second post on her Instagram. She posted a braless. Look at that. It's where you see her nipples.
Jesus.
That's what I mean. I mean, okay, so that's Sarah Silverman. She's a grown woman. Now imagine a high school full of girls like this walking around. That's distracting.
Oh, we live in a puritanical society. Wow, those are... And I love that she's got a Neil Diamond shirt on, too. Hell yeah. The Neil Diamond.
I like it.
It's Sarah Silverman.
Sarah Silverman, I'm mad at that. Yeah, it's Sarah Silverman. You can just walk into a funeral. Yeah, so you just heard the story, Sam.
Yeah.
And high school girl, Lizzie Martinez. Do we have an age or a grade on
17.
Her? 17. 17, so she's probably what, junior, senior?
Something like that.
I mean, if she's, you know, if you're a 17-year senior, you got a 4.0. What's your thoughts on this? She comes to school. She feels like a bra is it's confining. It's sexist. It's something that was forced upon her. She's done with it. I'm letting them fly free.
Good on her.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be able to not wear a bra if you don't want to wear a bra.
All right.
It's really that simple. If you guys can't focus on your schoolwork, that's your own problem.
Yep. Well, spoiler alert, I won't be
able to.
This
way.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that one of the best feelings at the end of the day, by the way? The just the removal of the bra.
Yeah.
When you just get, because it's
the first thing I do when I go home.
It's digging in you.
Yeah.
All the damn day.
Yeah.
And then you just pop it out.
I'm restrained.
All day long.
I'm tense.
You know what? You're barred from wearing a bra.
That's amazing.
Just be you. And well, you're also of age, and this is a pretty woke work environment. So, frankly,
I also think don't have nearly as large of breasts as this girl
yeah,
does.
Yeah, this is her. Look at her.
I didn't look her up.
I mean,
I don't really know.
Sam.
That is not distracting to me at all. She's wearing a gray long sleeve shirt.
Well, she's also standing still.
Like
she's also standing still, not moving. I mean, imagine her walking down the hall.
Yeah.
She's a very well endowed girl.
Gosh.
These things are flopping around. God forbid they get a little, erect. Jesus.
You got a bunch of kids getting all dizzy, blacking out all day long.
That's
ridiculous. Boys fainting. Trust me.
That's your own problem.
I mean, a light gust of breeze on a 16-year-old boy's neck, and he is just raring to go, much less seeing this float around.
I will say, in middle school, I saw a boy have a little...
Chubby.
Something was going on down there.
And
it horrified me.
Okay.
Well, it was the first one I've ever seen.
Well, there you go. Why the double
standard? It was the first one I've ever seen.
Okay, well, there you go.
That is action. That is something going on down
there.
Well,
when your nipples
are
erect.
She's just sitting there.
That's blood flow.
Who said her nipples were erect?
They said it. Didn't they say they took her to the damn...
She had hard nipples?
They took her to the office. They put on a second t-shirt. It didn't work. They sent her to the nurse's office. They put Band-Aids over her nipples.
That's wrong.
It was
don't
like,
put a Band-Aid over my nipple ever.
It's like a Princess and the Pea situation. You just kept seeing the nipple no matter how many layers of shirt you put on.
Yes.
I think we should just all come to work nude.
Yeah. Let's just ban bras.
Let's ban clothes.
Yeah. Screw clothes.
It's all about it.
We're getting into it. Lizzie Martinez, her mom Carrie
Knopp.
Lizzie went to school last week because she decided she didn't want to wear a bra. School pulled her into the office, said it was very distracting to other students, and that one boy in particular was laughing at her. After putting on a second shirt, Lizzie was made to jump around and show faculty members how much her breasts bounced.
This is
weird. That's
they
where the story...
That part is weird.
That's the part where they really S the bed.
I don't think they did it to enjoy...
Something's
Sam,
weird
don't
about that.
Create narratives.
I'm just saying, something's a little strange there.
I just
there.
Feel like a level-headed person wouldn't be like, hey, let's see what them flappies can do.
When putting on a second shirt was not deemed satisfactory, she was sent to the nurse's office to be told to place Band-Aids over her nipples. Now, today, she's encouraging all of her other female fellow students, to show up braless down there in Florida.
I can guarantee so many of them will.
Oh, 100%.
Just letting them fly free
today.
Yeah. We had an idea.
We're just saying that 410-338-1098, shoot us a text, give us a call. I don't know. What are your thoughts, I guess? I don't want to say should she have to wear a bra or shouldn't she? I mean, who are we to say? But look... It could be distracting. I'm sorry. As a man who went through this, you know, puberty and was in high school, I don't know. But can you force someone to wear a bra?
I think it might
or
be.
Or can it be part of a dress code?
I think it's a good exercise in self-control. I think let them. It could be a two-purpose ideal. A, let them be their true selves and just let it breathe. And also, for anybody that might get steamed up and distracted, it could be nice to be able to say, hey, you're surrounded by temptation. Shall you fight said temptation and pay attention to your assignments at hand?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It's a lot easier to concentrate when all the variables and the various obstacles are out of the way. But hey, that girl you got a crush on your left is letting them swing free. But you got to focus.
Restrained.
Finals are coming up.
And it says she was in violation of the dress code, citing that a student the code of conduct, which prohibits students from, quote, wearing clothes that expose underwear or body parts in an indecent or vulgar manner or attire that disrupts the orderly learning environment. So they're going with that.
410-338-1098. 410-338-1098. We're going to get your calls, Kim, Buddy, Jane, and Colin. Let's take these first, and then Sam, want to run an idea by you.
Okay.
I think you could help with.
All right.
Let's go to the phone calls first. Let's talk to Jane in Virginia. Jane, good morning to you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Justin. How are you this morning?
Ooh, hey, how you doing? Turn that radio down, love.
I just did.
I got you. Sorry, got you.
Okay. Forgive me. I'm backing out of my driveway. I'm on my way to work.
Hey, back it up, girl.
Back that thing
Justin,
up.
Justin, you are incorrect that boobs are different than they were 30, 40 years ago. I grew up in the 70s. Girls had gigantic knockers then. It just wasn't that big of a deal. You just learned to live with it. Guys also used to walk around in these ridiculous Speedos, and you could see their junk. And you know what? You just dealt with it. You just, what you said a few minutes ago about it's an exercise in self-control, that's right. The idea that these people actually tried to make this poor kid, this is a child, Band-Aids, that's insane. The boys should just get themselves together and grow the hell up.
You know, I got to agree with you, by the way. Those,
she's preaching.
Those old ABA basketball shorts, remember those? The old ABA shorts? And I even
I remember all of that.
Oh, man. If you took one lunge too far, you had an avocado come hanging out. I remember being in Cheddar. Thank you for the call. Benjamin Stoddart Middle School. We were one of the last classes that had the high-cut shorts. I remember from 7th grade to 8th grade, they went long shorts in 8th grade. But 7th grade, they had the ones that went right up, up near
very
walnuts.
Cute.
Very snug. I think I can still fit into them. Let's go to Colin in Bel Air. Colin, good morning, friend.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Quite well.
Hey, Justin. 2 weeks until Infinity War.
Hey, hear, hear, buddy. Hear, hear. Please don't let Captain America die. Anyways, what's up?
Anyway, so, yeah, I'd be honest with you, man. You know, this girl should be able, she should be allowed to do what she wants to do.
Hear, hear.
You know, what the hell does it matter if she's not wearing a bra? I mean, if it bothers you enough because you're paying that much attention, I really got some serious questions to be asking the faculty and the fact that they need to be bringing this young girl in because they're saying, excuse me, your nipples are so prominent that they're distracting.
What did you think about them making her jump up and down to see what they're capable of?
Or something weird.
That's a bunch of crap. Like seriously, do a little dance for us while we're humiliating you already.
God, thank you for the call, Colin. Yeah, that's just, I mean, the whole thing, there can be arguments to be made on each side, but you can't argue. That was a terrible idea to make her just jump
right?
up and down. Like, that was just a cooler head should have prevailed before someone was like, all right, do 10 jumping jacks. No, don't. Let's go to Tony, a father of two girls. Tony, a father of two girls. Tony, how old are your daughters?
Thankfully, my daughters are not that old yet. My oldest is about to be 10. And my youngest is thankfully 6, so we're not there.
Beautiful.
But to disagree with the lady that called a few minutes ago, I can tell you that being a young man, she said she grew up in the 70s, but watching my kids develop, yeah, that didn't happen when I was 10, when I was 12. The girls didn't look that way. I agree exactly with what Scott said earlier.
Well, it was Justin, but yeah, I think they are. I think they are built differently.
Wrong in that regard. I mean, there's been studies
after 40 years, the stuff has changed that we're putting in our bodies and preservatives and hormones. I think it's just humans are just bigger in general.
I know a 6-year-old with breasts these days because her parents just pump processed
food into
her.
Try to go sit like in a stadium or a theater that was built, you know, in the early like 1900s, something that's older as opposed to now. Everything is just bigger. People were smaller back then.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, buddy.
The mom says she thinks the district policy of, you know, wearing things that are indecent and vulgar manner or attire that disrupts orderly environment, says the policy is sexist and administrators need to prove intent when determining if the student's outfit is vulgar. How is it sexist, though? You can't really make that argument because this was one incident, right? If there's a guy in school, like you said, with really short shorts, and his penis is flopping around and it's distracting girls, and then they pull him into the office.
Never had to worry about
then
that.
Then it's not sexist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
true.
Yeah, old Long Dong Larry has his, you know, as Nessie come hanging out the bottom. Let's talk to Julie in Manchester. Julie, we appreciate you holding. Julie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Julie.
Well, my issue with this is referring to it as vulgar or indecent. As I said to Mike, my headlights are shining 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
It is a fact of life, whether I'm wearing a bra or not.
Picture it didn't happen.
You actually already have pictures. I sent a picture in a
well,
in a Raven shirt.
Round of applause. Second round.
Thank you.
A couple weeks ago, I sent you a picture in the Justin and Scott and Spiegel and Mike shirt.
All right, let me just ask you this. Before we go down the road of whether it's vulgar or distracting, I mean, those words are
Thank
very,
you,
interesting words to use in there. Do you find that you see people around you being, I guess, maybe distracted, or that it calls attention to yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it bothers me. It does not bother my husband, but it bothers me. But my point is that have a policy that says girls have to wear a bra. Then she's violating the code. But, I mean, you could say that somebody who has a nice butt, or, you know, has big boobs, in my case, that's vulgar and that you need to cover it up. Who is making the determination what is vulgar and indecent? You know, it would be like saying, well, I have to wear turtlenecks, otherwise I'm showing cleavage, and that's vulgar. By whose standard? You know, someone without a big chest can wear the same thing I wear, and it's vulgar if I wear it. It's not vulgar if they wear it.
Yeah, one person's vulgar is another person's, you know, right. Just standard operating procedure. And thank you for the call. Again, Justin, Scott, and Spiegel, the show that listens to you.
What was the thing that happened on social media about a year ago or something where...
The dumb blue and gold dress thing.
No.
No, awesome. Forget about that.
Sorry.
This has to do with nipples, where Serena Williams. Remember Serena Williams?
Yes, it was my
wallpaper. On the tennis court at Wimbledon, and she had the white thing on. Mm-hmm. And I think her
nipples out.
Oh, my God, so out. Yeah. And it was all over it was the headline of every newspaper. And I think she just tweeted out, like, hey, newsflash, I have nipples.
Yeah, we all do.
Right.
And it's like, okay, we get that. We all do, but they can also be distracting.
Sam, here's where you come in.
Okay.
I've never been bra shopping.
We're going for
myself. We need to get our measurements today. I need to know.
Oh, we can have the ladies come here, Mike, from that place. Why don't we get the twins back up here?
Yeah, damn right, we'll get the twins back.
Bare necessities.
Have them come up. We need to understand the confinement that is the underwire bra.
I need to
give full credit to a particular listener, too, so I'm not copping her idea. Megan, Balti_more. Thank you. She was like, you know what? You want to wear bras for a day, loaded with weights, and then we'll talk. Genius idea. Mm-hmm. We'll find the average weight of a large B, small C, maybe mid-range, or we could have maybe different sizes.
Sit one on a scale.
Yeah, we'll just plop a boob on a like one of those male scales. Or we can do like Scott does an A, Josh does a B, I do a C, Mike does a D.
Yeah.
Underwire bras, we wear them from the moment we start the show all the way to the end, and really see if we can feel that dig.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
This is a female who has big boobs. I know better than to go out without wearing a bra. If you don't want to wear a bra, don't wear one. But don't be offended or surprised when people stare, because you look trashy and they're distracted.
Becky says, I can't even imagine telling my 12-year-old son that it's his fault if he's distracted by a girl with no bra, especially in our over-hyper-sexualized culture.
And here's the other thing. As a mother or a parent, I don't know if my daughter looked like that. I would want her going to school without a bra.
I'm both.
She's a human being. She can do what she wants to do. She's 17 years old.
Well, she's not a grown-up. She's not a human being. She's still a child.
Oh, she's not a human being.
She's not a grown-up.
Okay.
She's,
she doesn't she, have a brain of her own or
not
thoughts
at 17,
of her own,
no.
Scott. Oh, okay.
I'm still... If I have a daughter, first of all, and I'm a parent, until she's 18, she is not an adult.
This is true.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
And legally. I could say to her, guess what? You're not leaving the house like that.
Okay.
You can
have fun
that.
With her
and
when she's home.
I'm just saying, I don't know if my daughter, who has a very good chance of being well endowed, if she tries to leave the house without a bra, I don't know if I'm going to be that thrilled about it. That's all I'm saying.
What if she made like a good argument?
I don't know if I'm going to be like, you know what? You go do that. You do that. You have...
But if she was being like this Martinez girl, she seems like she really had like a genuine idea, and she wasn't like doing like a deep V cut thing and just trying to, you know, show her nims.
Yeah, there's a difference.
If she made like a good argument, like, listen, I don't want to wear a bra, but I'm going to wear a normal shirt. Now, if she went out in some like side boob dress,
totally
deep
different.
V thing.
And she's trying to be provocative.
I feel like this girl had good ideals and intention. She wasn't trying to just go out there and like skank it up and, you know, flop the yum.
I'm telling you, there's a lot of moms out there that would side with me saying that.
No, I'm sure.
They're probably not letting their daughter go to school without a bra.
I'm sure.
Sam, we are excited to go bra shopping.
Me too. No,
and I don't want to go to Vicky's. I don't want to go
to
somewhere.
No, we're going to Walmart.
I want to go to Walmart. I want to get that Walmart bra. I want to feel a lot of like cable, like hard cable up against my skin.